Steve Mitchell, who is the president of Mitchell Research and Communication. Steve, how are you?
I'm terrific. Great to be with you this morning.
I read this story in MichiganView.com where you wrote, President Obama's Michigan poll problems are deepening. Tell us about this story.
Well, we conducted a poll last week in which we asked voters not only about the presidential race, where we had President Obama leading Mitt Romney by 1.47-46, but we also asked a question that dealt with the immigration issue, and we described what the president had done. And then we used one of the arguments that Republicans use against it, which is that some Republicans believe this is an end run around the Constitution, and that essentially President Obama did not have the constitutional right to do what he did. And it turned out that 47% of the people would be less likely to vote for the president, 41% more likely. So it is a small negative to the president, but certainly not the positive that it is in states like Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, that have large Hispanic populations.
Steve, do you think he has great concern about this? We're more than 4 months away from the elections, and the Democrats have always fared well in the presidential elections if you look to the past couple decades.
Well, I think if you look at this issue, he was not worrying about Michigan. Michigan does not have a high Hispanic population. He was looking at those other states, but you know, it is not the total plus that the president obviously hoped, and no issue ever is a total plus that you're hoping for. So, but it does pose a problem in states like this, albeit a small problem. I mean, primarily voters are concerned about the economy and where the country is going, and I think that's what the Democrats are going to do, is to try to say, this is about Mitt Romney, who's from Bain Capital and who cares too much about wealthy Americans. And the Republicans are going to try to focus about the unemployment rate and the economy and where the economy may be going. So I think those are the two narratives you're going to see between the candidates between now and Election Day in November. And here in Michigan, it's going to be a close race.
President Obama issued an order saying that 800,000 illegal immigrants who came in this country before they were 16 years old and who have either graduated from high school or been in the military can now get a work card to stay in this country. Do you think that voters will care much about that?
You know, it will be one of a number of issues. It is not going to be an overriding issue. If the Republicans can sort of paint a narrative that this, in combination with things like the Attorney General's decision to ask for executive privilege on the Fast and Furious documents, it becomes part of the narrative. Will it become the overriding reason? Not in Michigan, no. But it may help the president a great deal in those states that we mentioned, including Arizona, where you have a high Hispanic population and where he needs to win those states because they're really battleground states as well.
All right, just from your polling information that you've conducted over more than the last 6 months, if the election were held tomorrow, who would win, Obama or Romney?
I think it would be very, very close. Very close. It could well be, if you look at the national averages and you take out the outliers, you know, it's about a one-point race, so it would be a matter of intensity of voting, things like that. It just would be, I think, extremely close, not only nationally, but here in Michigan as well.
Steve Mitchell is the president of the Mitchell Research and Communications Company. Steve, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for being with me, or thank you very much for inviting me to be with you.